Hi, this is Mary. I'm a new volunteer at Ross FM. I'm delighted to have joining me today Gerry Boland. He's an Irish writer who writes short stories. Hi, Gerry. It's great to have you on the show.
Hello, Mary.
Gerry, I believe you have a new book, The Far Side of Happiness. Can you tell us a bit about your book?
Well, it's a collection of short stories. I've been writing short stories now for, probably all my life, actually, but kind of focused on them in the last 10 years. So I've written about 70 or 80 short stories in all, but these 16 are the ones that have come to the top of the pile in the last couple of years, and I fine-tuned them and got them to a point where I was quite happy to publish them. So that's what they are. The title story is called The Far Side of Happiness. It's the last story in the book, but there were 15 stories before that, none of them are particularly long. I don't write particularly long stories like some writers do. The shortest one will be about 1,500 words. The longest is about 4,500 words. And your listeners, that mightn't mean anything to your listeners, but about 4,500 words would be about 12 or 13 pages of a normal paperback.
Great. So you launched the book recently in Boyle, I believe. How did that go, Gerry?
Well, we had a fantastic launch just a couple of weeks ago. It was a snowy night. People might remember the snowy night, so that was a bit scary. But loads and loads of people turned up. It was a wonderful event. And Brian Layden, the Arigna-born writer who's now living North Sligo, he launched the book and he did a fantastic job. So it was a lovely event. We obviously sold lots of books, which is, purpose of the launch. Well, the purpose of the launch really is to celebrate the book. But for a small publication like this, which you're not going to find in the front windows of Easton's all around the country, you know, it's a local publication. The launch is critical for sales. So, we had a really good night.
That's great. So, what would you say are the challenges of writing a good short story, Gerry?
Well, I don't know how long you have.
The shortened version, perhaps, to that question.
Well, the challenges are great, and I'm not sure if I'm up to the challenge. That's up to readers to decide. I don't consider myself one of the great short story writers, and there is a great short story writer tradition in Ireland with, you know, Joyce and William Trevor and Edna O'Brien and so many wonderful short story writers. I don't think I'm up to their game. But I think I know what makes a good short story, but it depends, again, what kind of genre, whether it's kind of a horror one or whether it's a thriller one or whether it's a psychological drama. Essentially, I think they have to have tension. They have to have some kind of lingering effect in your mind when you finished reading it. They have to have probably one or two compelling characters. Nothing dramatically important needs to happen in a short story, but you have to be drawn into the world of the character. And that's quite a tricky thing to do in 12 or 13 pages. So it's intensity, I think, is the main thing I'd be thinking about. And that's a hard thing to achieve, and sometimes you only know you've achieved it when you've written it and somebody's read it and they say this is a really good story. So practice, I think, is the main thing, and maybe keeping a distance from it. Writing a story and then maybe leaving it for a few weeks or even a few months and coming back to it. Like, none of my stories that are in the book were written in the last 6 months. They were all written 2, 3, 4 years ago, and they were worked on and left aside for a while. You have to give a story a lot of space, a lot of distance, and a lot of time just for you to feel that it's complete. And knowing when it's complete is the tricky part as well.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Where do you get your ideas from?
Life, Mary, just life. The stories I write are definitely not autobiographical. But at the same time, they are autobiographical in the sense that they're situations and people that I'm very familiar with. And they usually have one or two or three people in them, not many more. They could be about relationships, they could be about work situations or somebody finding themselves unemployed and maybe living alone in a cottage in the middle of the country. So they just come to me, I suppose, when I'm writing. I don't plan a story because I wouldn't be able to do that. I would find that a bit boring, to be honest with you. It'd be like being back in school. I have an idea for a story, and sometimes I have an opening sentence, and I just go with that, and if it's working, it works, and sometimes you're not even aware that you're writing if it's working, and they're usually the stories that are the best, just like a poem as well. So they're just from life and observation and from living and the struggles of living like everybody else.
That sounds very interesting, and it seems that you take on a lot of different ideas, and you get that, as I said, from real life, which is the best story, really, isn't it?
Well, I think it's what people want to. Well, some people want to just escape and not read about real life, which is fine. But I think a lot of people like to engage in a short story and kind of feel some kind of familiarity with what's going on, even if they haven't experienced themselves. So that's the only way I can write, actually. I do invent characters, but they're well embedded in people I know as well, although they're well disguised so people wouldn't know who they are. Because you have to be careful as well that you're not writing about people like next-door neighbours or good friends. And then they read the book and they say, how come you wrote a story about me?
Yeah.
So that's always tricky.
Yes. Why do you write short stories and not novels?
That's a very good question, which I don't know if I can answer. I think when I write a lot of poetry, Mary.
Yeah.
So I have two collections of poetry out, and I write for children as well. And it was just by chance about 10 years ago that I found myself writing a short story, and I kind of found that it seemed to kind of fit my brain. I don't know whether that makes any sense.
No, it does.
And just the form of it and the shortness of it seemed to fit. I've tried to write novels, but I lose touch with them quite quickly, and they're so expansive, and I go off on all different tangents. And I just don't know if I'd have the mental stamina and control and skill, I think, actually, to write a good novel. And I'm not really interested in spending a year or two writing a novel if it's just going to be hit or miss.
Yeah.
So I like the shape and the size and the intensity of the short story, and I like the challenges of it. And so I think, yeah, I'm going to stick with that, actually. I'm really keen on writing short stories at the moment.
Very good. Where can people actually buy your book, and what price is it? Because I'm thinking it'd be a lovely Christmas present for people, and also there'd be support in an Irish writer.
Well, that's true, although I would say that. I've been getting very nice messages from people who bought the book. They seem to be enjoying it a lot. So anyway, it costs €15, and all the copies that are in the local shops, I've signed them. Now, it's not in that many places. In Roscommon, it's in Newsround.
Yeah.
It's in Longford and Newsround as well. And if anybody's listening from Boyle, it's in the King House shop there, Unavon, and it's also in the Boyle Motorworks shop. And if they're in Sligo, which is a long way from you, it's in the bookshop Lieber, which you can also get it online.
Great.
There's an online Irish company called Kenny's from Galway, kenny's.ie, K-E-N-N-Y-S.
Right, and I wasn't aware of that website. That's good to know.
Yeah.
So they're selling it also.
They sell it. And, anybody who's familiar with buying books online will know of Kenny's. They'll also know of a place called Book Depository.
Oh, yes.
So bookdepository.com. It's available on both of those sites.
Yeah, I've bought books myself from Book Depository. They're very good because they don't charge the packaging charges. They just charge for the book.
Yeah, and I just looked up the site the other night, actually, and I was surprised to discover that they have the books on, because they obviously have a lot of discounts. They have the Far Side of Happiness discounted 10% or something, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, because I buy books from Amazon and the Book Depository myself, and oftentimes the Book Depository is at a better price.
Now, I would say that if somebody is looking for a signed copy, although a lot of people aren't bothered with that, the Book Depository or the online book, the online service at the moment wouldn't have signed copies.
Right.
It's only the actual bookshops. But I don't think that's of concern to most people.
Okay. So it's readily available, and it's €15.
It's €15, exactly.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, that's a good price. Also, I'm sure some of our listeners here, they're wondering about, well, they say everyone has a book in them. So what advice would you give to somebody who wants to start writing?
Start writing.
Yes, or writing a
book.
That's
all I can say.
Oh, do you know?
Just start writing. It's the only way to do it, I'm afraid.
Just start writing something.
Just maybe make a New Year resolution, if that's what people like to do, and just decide that you're going to write for half an hour every day, 5 days a week. Don't give yourself something too ambitious, because you won't do it.
Yeah.
So just all what people should try and do is just try to form a habit. Don't make the habit too ambitious, or you won't do it. Try and write for maybe half an hour a day, Monday to Friday, set a time, and then you can build it up to an hour a day if it's working for you. And some people have a target of maybe writing 1,000 words a day, or maybe 500 words a day. And if you do that for 30 days, you've got, you know, a lot of words written. So there's lots of ways to do it. I like to work on a target basis myself, but writing short stories doesn't work on that basis for me. I have to be in the humour to write them. But if somebody wants has a book in them and they want to write their memoir, or they want to they have some kind of historical novel or a ghost story to write, the only way to do it is just to sit down and do it.
Yeah. So they're just really good advice there about making writing a habit. They say it takes 30 days to form a habit or break a habit. So maybe they want to start on the 1st of January 2018 and say, right, this year I'm going to try, and start writing a couple of days a week.
Exactly. But I'm definitely not, don't make it too ambitious. Don't say I'm going to write this novel in the month of January. All you want to do is to try and get into a habit of sitting at the desk even for 20 minutes and just writing a paragraph, and just do that every day for 5 days a week, and then just build it up. And you'd be like, it won't work for everyone, but some people will find that simple little idea will work for them, because usually the simplest ideas are the ones that work.
That's great advice. Just a little bit about yourself then. What was your favourite childhood book?
It's a bit of a cliche because it's such a classic, but probably The Wind in the Willows by Kenneth Graham was my favourite book. Like, I used to love the Noddy books.
I love them too.
Yeah, and I used to like Billy Bunter and all those guys. But I think the one that really knocked me for six was The Wind in the Willows. And I go back to it every now and again because it's so magical and so beautifully written. It's really not a children's book at all. It's the style is so sophisticated. Well, it's a fantastic book.
Yeah, it
So that was my favourite one, I think.
Yeah, it has very much stood the pace of time as well.
Well, it has, and very few books do, and there's so much competition now,
It's as relevant today as it was years ago.
Yeah, it is.
So what about your own favourite writers? Who would your favourite writers be now, and why would you choose them?
Well, they've changed over the years, Mary. Like, when I was in my 20s, early 20s, I couldn't get enough of Ernest Hemingway. So they've changed. At the moment, I read a lot of Alice Munro, the Canadian short story writer. And I go back to William Trevor a lot. I read a lot of short stories, actually. So the modern short story writers in Ireland, I think one of the best writers that Ireland has at the moment, living writers, is a short story writer called Claire Keegan. She only has two collections out, but they're simply wonderful. I love McGavern. A lot of the Irish writers I like a lot. I like Banville and Colm Tobin. But I read fairly widely, but I tend to read mainly fiction. I don't read much historical fiction, and I don't read many. Well, I do read a good few memoirs, actually, because I was running some memoir workshops recently, and as a result, I had to read a lot of memoirs. Edna O'Brien I like a lot, but maybe not her later work, her early work in particular.
That's great, because you've named some writers there that some of us may have not been aware of, or we've forgotten about, and maybe it's time to revisit them.
Yeah, I think some of the more recently published Irish memoirs are fantastic reads. Like in the last 10 or 15 years, there have been some magnificent memoirs. The one that stands out for me would be The Speckled People by Hugo Hamilton. And that's just a beautiful, intimate story of growing up in a fairly unusual family. It's kind of a classic. And then, of course, you have Angela's Ashes. By Frank McCourt. I like reading memoirs now because they kind of read like fiction, but they're actually real life. So they intrigue me, actually.
Very good. So how did you start writing yourself?
It's kind of been in me all my life, Mary. From school days to when I was kind of wandering around France in my late teens, early 20s, doing odd jobs here and there. I was always dabbling. But then I kind of got caught up in work and running a business up in Dublin, and I just wasn't writing for a long time. It's only really when I came back down, when I came to Roscommon, about 15, 16 years ago, that I started to write again. So leaving Dublin and coming down to Roscommon has been the key to it, actually, because I just wasn't getting anything written in Dublin. So I just found myself with a bit more time, and then I've been obviously inspired by the countryside. Although you wouldn't be too much inspired by by the weather today, now, I have to say.
It's a good day for writing. Maybe it's better off sitting inside writing than being outside.
It's a very good day for writing.
Yes.
In actual fact, I'm on my way later today to Roscommon Town, because the annual award ceremony for the new Roscommon Writing Awards are on this evening in the civic offices in Roscommon. And so I'm going down to that. Patsy McGorry, the Irish Times journalist from Ballyhadreen, he was the adjudicator, so he's travelling down by train. And so the shortlisted writers are turning up, and the new Roscommon Writer of the Year will be announced this evening. So I'm heading down to that. So that'll be a nice event.
That's great. I hope you enjoy that. And finally, Gerry, how many hours a day do you spend writing?
Well, probably none today and none yesterday. So it changes. Sometimes I go away for a week to write for Writers Retreat over in Monaghan. I get a lot of work done there. And so I try to write for an hour to an hour and a half a day, and that probably doesn't sound like much, but I'm not a full-time writer, Mary. I don't earn my living out of writing. So I can't really afford to be sitting at a desk for 3 or 4 hours a day.
I understand.
But when I'm writing, when I start a story, I could easily work for maybe 5 or 6 hours a day in a single day if I'm really engaged in a story. So I'm a little bit hit or miss. I don't follow my own advice as regards being constantly at the desk for maybe an hour every day. But I do believe that's the best way to go. So my aim is always to write for maybe between 1 and 2 hours every day.
Sounds good. So thank you very much for joining me on the line, Gerry. It's been a pleasure to speak to you. And I hope you enjoy your night out tonight.
Yeah, thank you, Mary. It's been a real pleasure. I love talking to you there. Thanks.